This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nixon insisted he had not sabotaged Johnson's 1968 peace initiative to bring the war in Vietnam to an early conclusion. "My God, I would never do anything to encourage South Vietnam not to come to the table," Nixon told Johnson in a conversation captured on the White House taping machine. Now we know Nixon lied. In a new revelation, a newfound cache of notes left by H.R. Hattleman, his closest aide, shows that Nixon directed his campaign's effort to scuttle the peace talks, which he feared would give his opponent, Vice President Hubert Humphrey, an edge in the 1968 election. On October 22, 1968, he ordered Haldeman to monkey wrench the initiative. "Even as the poorest Indians have struggled with India's ban on 500 rupee notes, many have continued to voice support for the Prime Minister's initiative to target the vast amounts of untaxed money, known as black money, flowing through the country's economy, in hopes that it will combat an endemic culture of corruption. The federal government opened bidding on a tract of the ocean floor off New York State as a potential site for a huge wind farm. After 33 rounds, the winning bidder, Statoil, the Norwegian oil company, offered the federal treasury $42 million, more than twice what the government got in August for oil leases in the Gulf of Mexico. A devastating survey of 32 big cities prepared by the U.S. Conference of Mayors showed Washington, D.C. with the highest rate of homelessness. There are 124 homeless people for every 10,000 residents there, more than twice the national average. Nationally, homelessness has shrunk 12.9% over the last 7 years. Studies have found that two-thirds of marine species in the Northeast U.S. have shifted or extended their range as a result of ocean warming, migrating northward or outward into deeper and cooler water. The Women's March on Washington is a metaphor for the moment, movement as primal scream. It grew out of a post on Facebook. It was unconnected to any established women's organization, and it has no set list of demands at this point. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acord International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.